This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. U.S. officials are working to see if a United Nations-backed ceasefire proposal becomes reality, VOA National Security Correspondent Jeff Selden reports.
Speaking in Tel Aviv, U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken called a statement from Hamas supporting the ceasefire, quote, a hopeful sign, but not enough.
The word coming from Gaza and from the Hamas leadership in Gaza, that's what counts, and that's what we don't have yet.
Getting that buy-in, though, may be difficult, given what American officials say comes next for the U.S.-designated terror group. Jeff Selden, VOA News, Washington.
The UN Human Rights Office is citing possible war crimes by Israeli forces and Palestinian armed groups in connection with a deadly raid by Israeli forces that freed four hostages over the weekend.
Seriously calls into question whether the principles of distinction, proportionality, and precaution, as set out under the laws of war, were respected by the Israeli forces.
Office spokesman Jeremy Lawrence on Tuesday expressing concerns about Saturday's raid at an urban refugee camp. Palestinian health officials say at least 274 Palestinians, including dozens of women and children, were killed in the operation. A UN agency said on Tuesday a boat carrying migrants sank off the coast of Yemen, killing at least 49 people and leaving another 140 missing. The International Organization for Migration says the boat was carrying roughly 260 Somalians and Ethiopians from the northern coast of Somalia when it sank Monday off Yemen's southern coast. This is VOA News.